thousands of protesters again gather in front of Sudan's presidential palace. But for the first time since the country's revolution in December 2019, the coalition that organized these protests is different. While it carries the name of Forces of Freedom and Change that led protests against then-President Omar al-Bashir, this group broke away from that coalition. Mostly made up of armed groups, they're calling for an expansion of the government.
There is injustice within the Forces of Freedom and Change. We all participated in overthrowing the former regime. There are 33 bodies in the coalition, but not all are participating. We don't see ourselves in this government, and we want to know why.
Others who've joined the protests came with different demands.
There has been a distribution of power, and that was not the goal of the revolution. People didn't protest for this in 2019. Today, milk and bread are expensive. We are here to demand the government of technocrats.
The protests reveal a widening rift between the factions of the civilian-military transitional government, a rift that has been growing since an attempted coup last month. Members of the new coalition have also spoken against the civilian component of the government, accusing it of abandoning the slogans of the revolution that brought it to power. On Friday, Sudan's Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok addressed the nation, calling for dialogue between all sides of the government.
I would not be exaggerating if I said this political crisis is the worst and most dangerous crisis that threatens the transition and even threatens our entire country and warns of a terrible evil. This is due to the deep splits among civilians and among the military, as well as between the civilians and the military.
Most of those who called for Saturday's protests are in the government at a national level and have representation in some states as part of a peace agreement signed last year. But they want to be included in governance all over the country to have a wider reach when elections are held at the end of the transitional period.
Some analysts say the root of the crisis lies in the peace agreement that was signed last year and which calls for armed groups to be integrated into the national army.
What is different this time is that you have a lot more of each group. You have a lot more civilian actors and you have a lot more armed actors too. And even within the official armed groups, there are at least two very big camps.
The protesters here say they won't move from the presidential palace until the government is dissolved. Once again, Sudan finds itself at a political standstill as divisions continue to hold it back from its transition to democracy. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.